Week 3 coaches shows here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, here with Axel's head coach of the girls, Brad Brockstrom. Again, the Lady Eagles here off to a 2-1 start on the season, bouncing back on Tuesday against Cornerstone 67-30 after their loss last Friday against Valley Heights 41-37. Coach, what got you that bounce back win on Tuesday this week, and then also just kind of tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
Well, we got back to, you know, just playing good basketball. You know, Valley Heights, you know, we had some defensive breakdowns towards the end of the game, and it didn't go our way. Last night, you know, Maggie, she had her way down low, so we come out and got the win that we needed.
Yeah, and real quick, talking about some of your scores on this season, you talk about Maggie Stroppin, kind of limited there against Valley Heights, but you talk about how she was able to get down low and do what she needed to do. She had 23 points, her best game so far this season. You're kind of expecting more games to come with that. And then also, you know, once you shake that rust off a player like her, you know, as these weeks go on, as these games go on, do you, you know, kind of find her more active in the paint area and producing some points for you and your team?
Absolutely. I mean, the key to Maggie is finishing. You know, she gets the shots that she wants. She has her way down low. It's just a matter of finishing that, you know, that 2-foot shot, which, you know, against Valley Heights, she struggled a little bit finishing. And then obviously last night, Cornerstone, she put them in the hole. So.
And we look here at some other players around on your team. Ava Brockschman, she's averaging over double digits these first three games. A player like her being able to stay consistent, what does that kind of mean here for your team to have these consistent scores week in and week out, game in and game out?
Well, it's huge. You know, start of the year, I said we need four girls to average double digits, you know, and she's the one that has come along a little bit. She's still struggling a little bit from the 3-point line, but, you know, she's coming along. She's getting better. So all around, needs to get a little better on defense. She's extremely slow, but other than that, she's getting better.
Kind of stepping back here and looking back at that Valley Heights game a little bit. It was your first Twin Valley League game. Just kind of talking about the Twin Valley League, the toughness that it's going to be here in 2025, 2026. How do you feel like your girls handled that first league game, and, you know, what are the improvements here, you know, heading into the rest of the season?
You know, I thought the main thing that we did very well against Valley Heights is we handled their pressure. You know, we didn't have a single turnover, you know, in the half court set. So it's just, you know, Caitlin Delar, again, you know, she's a huge piece to our puzzle, and she's handled the pressure, and our, you know, our girls have slowed down, you know, where, you know, we don't have to go 100 mile an hour, you know, we can just take it up the court, and so that part of our game is already better, and we're just going to build on it from here.
Well, you talk about building on it. You have a chance to build on it here this Friday as well as Saturday. You take on a league opponent Friday against Lynn and also Valley Falls on Saturday. A little back-to-back double up there before the winter break. How are you going to attack these two final games before you get into this break here on the season?
Lynn's a big game. You know, they're second in state. You know, that's going to be our regional or sub-state game. It's a big game for us. You know, our girls are ready. You know, take another, you know, big challenge from another league school. You know, it's definitely exciting. It'll be at home this year, so we're excited to see where we're at.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Again, we'll reconvene here. We'll get back around January 7th, January 8th there for our next coaches shows. So, again, appreciate your time as always, and good luck on your upcoming games here.
Thank you, sir.
That was head coach Brad Brockschman of the Lady Eagles. Again, a 2-1 start here on this season for the Eagles as they take on here this Friday the Lynn Bulldogs and on Saturday the Valley Falls Dragons. This locker room chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.